Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Seattle sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hey, guys!
Hey, ladies!
We're back.
Back and better.
Back.
And it's the three of us.
Yes.
This is the first time we've recorded together since December.
Oh,
as in, like,
gosh.
In person.
Yeah.
7 months ago. So, doesn't let me feel back. Like it's that long. But we're back. Welcome to another episode of She's in a Pod. I know we've been up and down, guys. We haven't been very consistent lately.
Yeah.
We are sorry. Life has been laughing.
Life is laughing,
you know, in good ways.
And it happens. I'm sure life has been laughing for you as well.
Exactly.
You know, it happens.
So
it's just life.
Yeah, but we're back. The last two episodes, we didn't have Shade because she was off living her best married life. Yeah. But she will hear about more as this episode goes on.
Yeah.
But yeah, we hope you're well. How's everybody doing? How was this week? First of all, I know this is a bit late, but that heat wave.
Oh my god!
Of like terrible degrees.
Do you know? Yeah, I went like in Southampton. We're a lot cooler because we're near a coast.
Oh, yeah.
So Southampton is a lot cooler, and I did not realize until I was doing the comparisons between Southampton weather forecast and London.
Babe,
it's like 4 or 5 degrees different.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. So although it was very hot, it was not as crazy as
London.
As London, I could just tell by everyone's reactions in London. It wasn't.
It was too much. I mean,
ugh, gosh. It literally felt like I was...
Pavements were melting.
God. Yeah.
Oh my
I can't
believe
the fires. Did you see the fires?
I heard.
There was a lot, man.
Like that in Southampton. Wow.
I never thought I'd see the day like where the weather would cause fires in the UK.
In the UK. Yeah. And natural fires as well.
It's because we're not built for it.
The country's not built for it. Country is not built for it at all. But I couldn't focus. Tuesday, I said to Jen, Monday, Tuesday, I didn't get anything done.
Work-wise.
My office at home
is also very stuffy and hot anyway.
Yeah.
So those days were crazy.
But
Monday was actually really worse for me. Tuesday was hotter, yeah.
Okay.
Monday was awful to the point where, do you know why actually? I saw on Twitter, when it's really hot, close your windows.
Close your blinds.
Blinds to stop the hot air going in. As soon as I did that, within 30 minutes, the room cooled down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't believe it. I didn't think of that.
In the mornings when you wake up, it was quite hot in the morning as well.
Yes.
And when my curtains were closed, my room almost felt cool. But then as soon as I opened them, that's it.
The heat just comes in.
Monday, yeah. I went to a barbecue.
When you were working, let's hope your boss doesn't hear this.
I bought my laptop with me, sent a few emails.
So
whatever.
Working remotely.
And then I was on the hammock for most of the day. Drinking Coronas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hammock, where in this London, please?
Oh, no, I was at my friend's house. They had had a hammock in their garden.
Sure.
It was my friend's. No, it was like they bought one.
Oh, nice.
So, I went to my friend's grandma's house, Casey's grandma's house. Because her grandma loves to cook. So we went, I had some good chicken.
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm not coming to kill myself anything to eat. Mm-mm. Tuesday was difficult because that was hotter.
Yeah.
That was very difficult.
Was it like reaching 40?
It was 40.
Yeah.
It was 40.
I was like looking on the weather app. I think Southampton got up to like 36, 35. You guys, I've seen 39.
I'm not built for it.
Apparently, the hottest place was like Heathrow at one point was like 40.2. And that was the hottest recorded temperature that UK's ever had.
Oh my gosh.
I just said, Jesus is coming.
I don't even know what it is.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And everyone was making jokes like, this is work experience for where some of you will end up. And I was thinking, this is not funny.
Please,
that's not joking. That's hellfire.
Oh my
God. Give your lives to Christ.
I'm so done. Let's get straight into it because we want to catch
everybody
up.
Everybody wants to know.
We had the wedding, the hashtag so in love 2022.
Yes.
Hashtag we're to Ojo. So you guys have been married for, let's talk about the wedding.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all,
firstly,
how was the wedding for you?
The weddings. It was two weddings.
Two events. The week of festivities. It was a festival.
Yeah.
The week of festivities.
Literally. It was, the weddings were actually great.
Mm.
I felt a lot more relaxed, and I think I had more fun at the white wedding.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the day of the traditional, I was so, I don't know what it was. My heart couldn't stop racing.
Okay.
So anxious. I remember like when I had to do pictures in the beginning of our professional pictures and stuff, I had to like ask them for water because I was literally shaking. Oh, like, God. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was nerves or just, maybe I hadn't eaten, but I just wasn't, I couldn't even eat that day.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's probably
contributing. So, oh my gosh. Yeah. So that whole day was like a blur, and it just felt like a movie. Mm. Like it was so surreal just being the
So
center
side
of
note, Shade is giving UK girlies makeup today, by the way. Oh, so you guys can see it. Her makeup. Yeah,
it's on point. Very good. Thanks to Bianca. Bianca made me do it. Charlotte Tilbury. Morphe, my Ben and I didn't come in time. I would have used it this morning. It arrived and I left.
Yeah,
I need to add that to my routine. No, no, no. Honestly, I actually followed it because I need to improve my makeup.
I appreciate that. Yeah, but yeah. Continue.
Sorry. Yes. So the weddings. But all in all, it was great. My white wedding. Oh my God, so I loved every moment of it.
It was really good.
It was like Sam and I were saying, it just went so well, even better than we expected.
Wow, that's dope.
I remember like, so our stage, for example, for the ceremony wasn't supposed to be like that. It was supposed to be a lot plainer.
Okay.
A lot plainer. Like we had the sketch and everything, but the previous guy who was doing the decor left Meridian, so they got like someone else.
Okay.
So I think they had done something or made a few errors, so ended up doing a better stage for us. So all I remember walking in, I was like, "Oh, this stage is nice. This is not what we were expecting. We weren't expecting all the drapes.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
It was just beautiful. To be a plain stage with two flowers on the side.
Oh wow!
But they did like a whole canopy type thing, beautiful. And I was like, "Oh, this is nice." But yeah, that whole day, I just remember when we were sitting down and the pastors were preaching during the ceremony and just looking, and I just could not believe that this is my wedding. I was just like, this is actually my wedding day. It felt so surreal. Oh. But it was a beautiful day. The reception as well. A lot of people told me that although there were a lot of people there, so we had about 4:30 people at our white wedding. A lot of people said it didn't feel like it.
It didn't.
There could have even been more.
It didn't feel like a lot of people. It didn't feel cramped.
Yeah.
I think maybe the venue had a lot to do with that as well.
Exactly. Yeah. The venue was very spacious. We didn't put the food in the same hall as well.
Yeah, that was really good. That helped.
To avoid the queues and all of that. Yeah, you know, it just doesn't look nice. So there was just space. And I remember during the speeches, I was looking and people were actually listening. Because that's something that I've seen,
you know,
a lot of weddings.
People bickering and not listening.
I went to
a
wedding literally the other week. People were just talking to the point where the dad had to be like, hello. Yeah, like, is everyone listening?
Yeah.
But people were actually engaged. Oh, it came out so beautifully. All the stress was worth it.
It was worth it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, all the stress was worth it. I had so much fun.
What do you feel like was the best and worst parts of wedding planning?
Oh, great question. So the best parts, I think the best parts were seeing everything come together. Mm. So like seeing all our ideas, all the crazy things that we had like in our heads actually come to life.
Mm.
I would say that was probably the best part for me. Yeah, definitely. The worst parts, just communication with vendors, decision making. Decision making, especially with the outfits. I found that the hardest, one of the hardest parts, because that's why I did like a question answer thing on Instagram the other day. And I said that if I had to change anything, I would have gotten a bridal stylist.
Oh yes, I remember.
And a lot of people replied, was like, oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
When you start wedding planning, you realize that a lot of things are things. Yeah. Like a lot of these crazy ideas that don't seem important are important. Yeah. Everything with wedding planning
every
is amplified.
Yeah.
So, I would have gotten that because it was just a lot to think about, too many decisions to make.
Mm.
I would have wanted someone to really sculpt every single outfit.
And you didn't
have
a wedding planner, did you?
No.
So it was a coordinator.
We had a coordinator. Okay. I wouldn't have changed that, you know?
Mm.
Because I think
when you know what you want, then I think wedding planners aren't always, I think wedding planners are good to like, because coordinators help you to execute what you already
That's
want.
That's it. Now,
whereas planners, they're helping you to actually cultivate the ideas.
Yeah.
So
I already knew the venue,
I
didn't know there was
a
difference.
When you know what you want.
There's a big difference. So wedding planners start with you from the process right from the beginning.
Yeah.
So they will help you in sourcing vendors.
Yeah.
We knew most of the vendors we were going to use. We know most of them personally.
Yeah.
I knew the venue I wanted. We knew the color. So I didn't need help at that beginning stage, but thank God we got our Fuchsia Berry events coordinator, because she was the one that kind of put the pieces together. That you need.
And the structure of the day as well.
Yes.
All of that kind of stuff.
Like, I remember we did a roundup call after. She was telling me about all the things that went wrong.
Really? Oh,
did not realize.
You had no clue.
Had no clue.
Well, that's the job, isn't it?
They're meant to tell you. Exactly. So on the day, everything was going perfect. I mean, there was a couple of bits that were like the pictures were just the best. Everyone, we went out to the lobby. We wanted everyone to stay. We wanted everyone to stay in the ceremony hall so that we could take pictures in the lobby.
But that didn't happen.
And then everyone just went out to the lobby. We said, you know what? Forget it. That's what is out of our control at this point.
Gosh.
But yeah.
Wow. And how was the honeymoon? How was
Jamaica?
Jamaica.
Oh my God. So much gist about Jamaica. So Jamaica, it's so similar to Nigeria. In a lot of ways, like just the infrastructure,
yeah,
the roads. Yeah. You know, Nigerian roads are worse though. Jamaican roads are a bit, but not as bad as Nigeria. The people selling stuff, on the road, In Jamaica, what I noticed is that people sell stuff out of their cars, Whereas in Nigeria, they're carrying it on their heads.
You see people like in traffic lights carrying.
We saw hawkers though, so people that kind of come to your car during traffic.
Yeah,
I was just like, oh my God, this is like Nigeria. Yeah. But Jamaica was lovely, beautiful, expensive though. Mm. So very expensive. And because there was only two of us, so Sam and I, we had to pay the taxi, of course, whatever he would charge anyway, and divide it just between us two.
Yeah.
So it was expensive, but it was the best way. And we're glad we did it that way.
Okay.
Because then we were able to have like a dedicated tour guide for us the whole time.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
yeah, it just helped. Good. It just helped.
With the experience.
Oh, it was beautiful. The weather was stunning. So the food. Oh my, we gained so much weight. That's why we had to do dieting when we came back. I was both of our stomachs were rock hard when we came back.
It's no, all that, seriously. It's all that protein.
Jerk chicken every day. Yeah. Jerk sausage. Like, for breakfast, there was curry goat and brown stew chicken.
Oh my gosh.
Breakfast.
That's bad. Yeah, that's breakfast. That's very bad.
There was a whole festivals. Oh my God.
When I saw that, it was the first time you've ever had them. I was like, wait, what?
Festivals? I think I've heard of them.
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
They're like sweet dumplings.
They're like sweet, so you can make them
simple,
they're
but
long
nice.
Or they're square.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, see, they're quite long, and it looks like almost a fried dumpling.
Yeah, but
like.
Longer.
But they're longer, and it's sweet.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, festivals are. Yeah.
Oh my God, and we got like fresh ones from like a roadside guy that like set up his shop. It's like a proper. I think I even snapped it like a proper roadside Jamaican food place.
Yeah, the closest I would put to it, so taste wise, nice. Is like Puff Puff.
But it's better.
Yeah, that's
what I had
in mind.
It's better.
Yeah,
but it's so
that's the closest
oily.
Thing.
Really?
Yeah. The closest thing I would say, but it's not, it tastes
it's
a bit
not
different,
even
but it's, that's the closest
that's
thing.
The closest thing. Yeah, okay. I can't liken it to anything else, actually.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's, but, yeah.
I need to try it.
Nice. Yeah, it's good. I mean, you guys, we'll try it soon.
Please.
I'll have to make some.
I need you to cook. I'll make some. There's even this fish I had.
What was it? Is it Escovitch? Escovitch fish.
Yeah. I was trying to remember the name.
Escovitch fish. Yeah.
Jamaica was a vibe.
It's like a fried fish, but it's like, so the way my mom would do it and my sister does it, when you fry your fish, and I'm sure, I don't know if anyone else does this, but Caribbeans, when we like, we use our peppers and onions and stuff like that, we basically marinate it first in vinegar.
You marinate it in vinegar
and then you fry it, and that gives it the taste. When you fry it, gives it the taste. That, like, it's Escovitch fish.
It's actually really good.
That's why we had to diet.
And
this is like proper authentic food as well.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can't.
There's
I was
no
genocide
because
I want
no.
It looked fun.
Jamaica was good. The tourist activities were really fun as well. I did zip lining.
I saw you dancing.
Yeah,
I was like,
it was so fun. Jamaican people are lovely. And what really surprised me, two things. Jamaicans are very fascinated with Nigerians.
The ones that live there.
Like every time, like we would introduce ourselves, and they'd be like, "Oh, are you African?" Yeah. I would be like, because they kind of, Jamaican accent is also a bit like a hybrid between
Because they're literally right next to Florida. America. So yeah,
it's like they have
right
a bit of an American twang. So they would be like, "Oh, are you African?" And we'd be like, "We're Nigerian." And their eyes would light up. They'll start asking so many questions.
And you know what? I love that, because 20 years ago, that would not have been the case.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Even 10 years ago, I love it. Yeah.
And then another thing was that there are a lot of Jamaican remixes to Nigerian songs.
Babe.
I love how y'all did it. This video, guys, can see it. I can't even imagine. Jamaicans, this video, game is so much. I literally told her, watch this, no, we need to see this, we need to insert this in our video. I was like, this is so on point, because Jamaicans, literally, if you go to like a Jamaican barbecue, like parents, Asian, all you're gonna hear is remixes to every song on earth.
You even hear remixes to nursery rhymes, like, that's Jamaican. I was just like, nah, this is ill vibe though, because I first played Finesse, and then it goes into, come on, yeah, I was like, what? Like, they will butcher every single one. Jamaica is so funny. I've heard of it.
I've heard a few people. It's funny. My friend, my friend went there in Jamaica. She was there last week, and she went to Rick's as well. Yeah,
best. It's like, is it the one on the beach? Yes.
Yes.
But it's like also on the cliffside, so all you see is sea. Okay. So it's like you're partying on the sea. Oh, imagine that's like so on the cliff, and then people are jumping off the cliff.
Yeah, yeah, I think I saw.
Oh my gosh, Jamaica's so sick. Oh. And it's free to enter. It's actually free entry to the Rick's Cafe. They just buy drinks.
Okay.
Okay.
So you guys are getting some really good tips.
Yeah, really good Jamaica tips. You need to go. It was fantastic. Go with a lot of dollars though, because they expect tips.
Yeah.
But it's fun. Yeah, they expect it.
It's kind of, that's kind of like Nigeria. Yeah.
Same exactly like Nigeria. They kind of expect it.
Oh, glad you had fun. But Sam had a good time.
Oh yeah, Sam loved it. We had a great time. He loved it because he could relate to all these historical. There were a lot of like Rastas that we met that love historical.
Yes. Yeah.
And he could. He loves that kind of stuff. So he was in his element.
He was in his element. Oh, that's so fun.
It was fantastic. And now we're back.
Now you're back to Jamaica. How was it settling back in? Like, once you got back, how was that?
Yeah. Do you know, because I had been going to Southampton to his house quite a bit, it wasn't a shock. Mm. But I think what's been a shock is just like the constant cleaning, constant laundry, constant dishes, constant cooking, thinking of food to eat. Shopping, it's the grocery shopping. When everything I put in Instagram status, and everyone was laughing at me, I did not realize that grocery shopping is literally a weekly thing.
Oh, 100%.
It is a week. People that go monthly, how?
The only way you could go in monthly is if you have a massive ass freezer.
Yeah, our freezers are huge.
Like, if you want to start doing bulk, then you need to get a chest freezer.
That's because my mum used to do, like, she wouldn't do it weekly.
Yeah. She would do it every couple of weeks, but she'd do a big monthly shop. And we had a massive, we had the fridge freezer and then a chest freezer as well. So we could buy in bulk, so we'd go Costco or go to Macro.
But if you don't have that, you have to go weekly.
Because I feel like food doesn't even last as long as it used to.
It doesn't anymore.
You could spend £100 and your fridge will be looking empty a couple days later. Like, where are all the fruits?
And then you buy something 2 days ago, expiry date 10 days ago. You're like, wait, what?
That's the other thing that is so annoying. Because we're trying to eat healthy, we're buying a lot of fruit and veg.
And it goes quickly.
It lasts 2 days. It lasts for 2 days. Yeah. And we might not always, sometimes might just forget to eat it.
Yeah.
So 100%. That's been interesting.
That's the life of a life, boy. The life of a wife. And then changing my name.
It's also been like a process. So like I'm in the process of changing my surname on a lot of things.
Yeah, wow.
So that's like also a lot of paperwork.
Because it's like insurance, car, everything.
So some are free. Okay. Is like £80. So and then I wanted to do that, but because I want to go away for my birthday, they said up to 10 weeks and I want to book the flight ASAP and I won't have my passport because I have to give it into them. So I'm just like, let me take my time. There's no particular rush.
Yeah, there's a lot. Have you done like your medical stuff?
Yes, I've changed my GP now. I tried to do that like ASAP, or like all the little things I could just get out of the way. All my
bags. So much admin work.
Oh, there's like, a lot.
Getting married.
Yeah, so much admin work. There's so many other things to do.
And the guys only pensions.
No, damn thing.
They just chilling into it. Like, oh, I've got a wife now.
So how has it been for you? Moving to Southampton, how is, because there's a lot of change that's happened in the past few months. Like how have you dealt with that?
Has it been easy
because it's been gradual, or do you still, are you still, especially getting back from Jamaica and now that, okay, this is real life now. How's that been for you?
Do you know, I think because I did it gradually, it really has not been too bad.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It could have been worse.
Okay.
Like, I don't feel like it's been like a shock to me. I feel like I've kind of, I've gotten into the swing of things quite easily. Yeah, yeah. I think what I am realizing though is that I'm very far from everyone.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
In the front So I'm always very conscious of keeping in touch with friends.
Yes. How's that been?
That's it's tricky. Because I have to now balance time with Sam.
Yes, of course. Yeah. And that's your priority.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas when I was living at home, I could be on the phone the whole evening with one of my girls.
Exactly.
But I can't really do that now because I'm living with someone.
Exactly.
For my whole evening, it's just be on the phone. So it's just about boundaries, like, you know, knowing when to kind of come off the phone, call him maybe when he's at football or when I'm in the kitchen. So you kind of just find...
When you're doing your own things.
Because now we're developing a routine of like gym and football and this that's and that. Good. So we're also kind of, you know, just learning what we like to do. So it's not too bad. I'm just very far. I think that's the only thing that's just slightly upsetting.
Yeah.
But
other
than that...
So do you have to, I guess, plan ahead now? Like a lot.
That's it. That's just it.
Yeah.
So like I've already planned... So next time I'm coming to London, I've already packed stuff into that weekend
Do
because I don't have the luxury of coming all the time.
Okay. So you need to make the most of it.
That's why this weekend I'm here. I had to pack in. I'm going to like 4 events because I was like, I'm
That makes sense.
Because
are you going back to Southampton? Are you staying with mum and dad?
I'm not even staying with my mum and dad. I'm staying with my girl.
Oh, okay.
I'm staying with my girl. Last time we came, we stayed with my mum and dad there, which was nice.
And how's that been? Like, you know, just being away from, you know, you've lived at home all your life. So how's it? Does it feel...
It's not that bad.
You don't feel... Okay.
I don't know why. I don't know why it's not that bad. I feel like it should be more of a shock.
Yeah.
But it's not too bad. And maybe because I'm constantly speaking to my parents.
Okay, okay.
So I don't feel homesick.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But, like, it's just not that bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
wow. Maybe like mentally.
I was going to say prepare for it.
Yeah, you prepared yourself. Yeah. Like you said, it was gradual. So.
Yeah, you prepared.
I think that's why.
That's like the best thing, though.
Yeah. Because I feel like if it was a case where it was very sudden, it would be more of a shock. But I had mentally prepared myself.
Mm. So do you literally? I mean, what's Southampton like? Like, what's there to do down there? Yeah.
It's a vibe.
Like, you know what? This is what I thought.
Because like, what do you guys do with your weekends and stuff?
Do you know what?
Like in Southampton.
It's not that bad. Like Southampton. So we've been like walking around a lot, just trying to discover,
just to discover things.
And we've discovered there's some cute little spots. There's really nice restaurants.
Okay, that's good.
There's a nice mall.
Okay.
I've been to the shopping centre.
That's
really nice. Yeah.
They actually have a very nice mall shopping centre. We were walking around and we saw a place like a mini box park.
Okay.
Of course, it's on a smaller scale, it's like that kind of vibe, a big screen, bar outside, a ping pong table. So that was nice.
Okay.
That was fun.
So you're still discovering.
Still discovering.
Okay.
But there are things like I've also like joined a couple of Nigerian community groups. But they're all like, because they're all like 50 plus.
Oh, okay.
I was expecting to see some young, you know, ladies. Young couples.
I mean, it's probably not often that you're going to get young Nigerians moving from London to London.
That's
So
a lot of people move in their older years when they've had a family and stuff. So
that makes sense.
It's a bit like, I'm still finding my feet and meeting people because when you meet more people, that's when you start to discover things.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true because then you find out more things.
So, there's stuff to do. And then we're also very near beaches. So, like, Bournemouth is like 30 minutes from us.
That's nice.
That is so nice.
That's
so we convenient. Need to go. And there's like other like little places. That are quite nice.
Yeah.
So Southampton's
right.
You should come visit us, girl.
Yeah, definitely.
It's nice. Two of my friends are coming up next week and we're going to do like a little barbecue with them.
Oh, that's nice.
So,
I think it's good, obviously, from both sides as well.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Friends that can come to see you as well.
Yeah.
Which is really important. It's a lot of change. I mean, I guess adulthood is
change.
It's change.
It's full of change.
It's full of change because it's not even just because I can assume that you have other friends who are probably go through different things where they're maybe getting married or they've had kids or they've bought a house and stuff like that. And it's finding those small slots.
Yeah.
Because I can't even lie. Being intentional is it's hard.
Mm.
Especially because you can be very engulfed in like what's going on in your own life.
Mm.
And there's so much going on
Yeah.
that you just about have like enough energy to kind of focus on what's going on with you. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of reach out, like reach for more energy to be like, okay, do you know what? I don't feel like reaching out to this person today, but let me just do it.
Honestly, like now I have to think about it.
Yeah. Like before it was a bit more like it was just natural.
It was just natural. Like, let me see how this works. But now I actually have to think, okay, I need to catch up with this person because I'm also very conscious that I don't want to drift away from my friends.
So I've got a question for you. I've got a question for you that might seem a bit controversial or problematic. But during your wedding planning, because I know you've spoken about this before, but this is for anyone else.
Mm.
During your wedding planning process and during the wedding and obviously after the wedding, do you feel like any of the dynamic of your friendships have changed?
That's a great question.
Obviously, it's early days and it could just, you know what I mean? So it's is there anything that you sense?
They might.
I'm trying to think of my bridesmaids firstly because those are also my taste. Okay. No.
Okay, that's good.
The fact that it's hard for you to think.
Yeah, exactly. Like no one comes to mind.
Mm. That's good.
No one actually comes to mind. And I really hope that
it stays that way.
Because I've heard horror stories. That it's very common for like bridesmaids and the bride to fall out completely. Like,
Who was telling me? Praise, who did my makeup.
Yeah.
She was telling me that she was doing someone's makeup one time and at a wedding. And literally, I think someone had two maid of honors.
Right.
Right. And basically, one of the maid of honors was getting upset that the bride was giving one of the other maid of honors more things to do.
Oh my God.
To the point where she was crying and saying, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go home. Yeah. Really? And I'm like, but it's not your day.
Suck it up. Do you know what? Girls are very emotional.
What? And that's exactly what she was like. Girls are emotional. Girls are so emotional. It's about, they make it about them. Yeah. And it's like,
I've heard it all. Like, I've heard like, you know, bridesmaids being overworked. I've heard of one girl that didn't even want to choose any maid of honors because she didn't want to make one jealous or one.
Oh, that's too much.
So, yeah, but I'm just like, why? Way this too is much. Actually your day.
It's exactly. your day.
Why are you so conscious about what everyone else is thinking?
If I have any friend who, or anyone I call friend who I have, I think in the slightest is going to make my day difficult.
That's it.
You're not my bridesmaid. Yeah. I'm not choosing you. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Simple and you have to be brutal like that. Thank God I didn't have to like do anything. With that, I had a girl drop out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you know, glad she kind of did early enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I heard about the small dramas like with bridesmaids, but nothing.
Was there dramas?
Not like just small things, like not agreeing on plans or just little.
Oh,
things.
That's very oblivious.
And that's good.
I'm like, and that's, I didn't that's know there was dramas.
That's good. And
rum punch.
And that's good. It means you guys are so going there.
Sorry.
We need to extract. That's funny. So, I mean, it means you guys weren't in the mix, which is good.
I'm glad. That's too funny. I'm like, wait, what? Did I miss something?
We're all still friends.
There was nothing major, and I'm so glad. Yeah, definitely.
Because I've heard horror stories.
Yeah, 100%.
But no, I haven't sensed the dynamics of my friendships change yet, and I hope they don't. I really hope they don't. And because I'm very conscious of it as well,
yeah,
I think that also helps. I'm very conscious of the fact that I want to stay. In touch with my friends.
Yeah,
that so if, like this week if, I've spoken to like four of my friends.
That's good. That's good. Because if there is any reason for it, for that to fizzle out, it's for this not to be the reason.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Not because, you know, things are changing because of marriage or because of feelings.
And I never
want to
be one of those
like
girls.
That.
I've also heard of, you know, girls that get married and then think, oh, they're better.
Because that's another, that's a
whole topic in itself.
I think it's just the way society is, society values the married woman more than the single woman.
And
that's just it.
That.
You know what I mean? That's just the reality. So, yeah, a lot of women when they get married, you know, they think that now I have something to say.
I'm above you, and I'm gonna, to be honest,
maybe this is pride talking, but I saw a video of someone who gave her bridesmaids she basically went around and gave all her single bridesmaids roses, and I was like, why are you doing that? Why? Like, oh, this was at her wedding.
Yeah.
She had like a bunch of flowers, and at the reception, she basically went and gave all her single bridesmaids roses. Like, basically almost to say like, I hope, like, you know, yeah, maybe you're next and you're single. Oh. I didn't like that. Cause I was just like, why does it have to be about highlighting the fact that, cause I can imagine some women may feel a way about you almost highlighting.
But isn't that the same thing as like the bouquet?
I feel like it's a bit different because that, first of all, you can choose whether to go up there or not. Do you know what I mean?
But this time,
she was actually handing them out. And I was just like, I don't know if I like the idea of that because the thing is, even if your intentions are pure, I think that to me, it's rooted in the whole like, as a single woman, this is what we should aspire to. Like, this is the, do you know what I mean?
Like,
this is one of the core goals in life is to be a married person, as a woman to be married. But you don't see men doing stuff like that. No. Like, do you know what I mean? Come on.
Definitely, men don't do that like that.
Like, oh, you're next, bro. Like, don't do that. Like, do you know what I mean? And it's because we value, as obviously men and women, we value marriage.
Yeah.
Obviously, women value marriage a lot more. And I think that's just because the way society is. So, yeah, I think that, like, yeah, the horror stories I've heard, I'm just glad that you didn't.
I'm so glad.
You didn't experience that.
It was just such a beautiful.
It really was. Like, I had so much fun at the reception.
I was listening back to the episode when you said the first time you saw Jenny.
Oh my god! But that's how you know I had fun.
Yeah.
Oh god.
100%.
Jen was in the edit, and I loved it. Oh,
it was really good.
Yeah. No, you said you had a question for us.
Yeah, from a bridesmaid. Yeah. What was it like? Because you guys were in the like planning and behind the scenes and everything.
I think for me, it was my first time being a bridesmaid.
Right.
So I mean, obviously, you hear like some of like the horror stories and like just what kind of goes into it. To be honest, I didn't realize there was that much that went into it.
Really?
I didn't, you know.
Really?
I did not. If I'm being brutally honest, I didn't. I kept looking at my phone, like it kept popping up. Why is this so?
The final part.
Why is this so, you know?
And
it's like, you know, but at the end of it, like obviously, even with the trad and even as soon as I got my dress and things started coming together, I was like, oh my gosh, wow, this is what it takes.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed the process. I think, you know, at the end of the day, like Yanka said, like you are at the center.
Mm.
Everything that we're doing, the stress, the finances is because of you, it's because we care about you. And I think as a bridesmaid, that's something that you've got to have at your forefront. That's
100%.
And I think that's why I had like that full circle moment at the end.
Yeah.
You know, where I was like, wow, this is so worth it.
Yeah.
You know?
It was fun.
Like,
there was a lot of details.
That on my socials, they were like, oh my gosh,
I was getting messages like,
blah, blah, blah.
So many messages like, I'm living for you, right? Like, they're like, please keep posting. I want to see literally from the chat day all the way up until they were like, I'm actually upset that it's over. People were probably like, they were invested. Like, I think that whole wedding week, I hadn't had so many views on my stories.
You know, 100%. Do you know, even on She's in a Pod, so I don't know who posted the day of the white wedding. Someone posted,
was it you?
This is what we've been up to.
Maybe it's me.
I quickly, because on the morning of the wedding, on the 10th, when I woke up, I was going through everything.
Yeah.
We had almost 400 views. When have we ever had that on She?
People are nosy.
How do people find it?
People are nosy.
I can't believe it.
People are so fast and nosy. But I'm not gonna lie, I went out with my friends in Birmingham a few weeks ago, and I was just talking about like we come back from Guatemala and the wedding and all the stuff, and my friends, a couple of them were saying that I think I mentioned that it was the BTS page.
Yeah.
And they were like, I'm not going to lie, I really enjoyed that page. They were like, I was sitting there like looking through it. They're like, we enjoyed it.
I think it was Jen.
Jen was like, Jen was on it.
It was so nice to watch back, and now I have it all in my archive.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
People were genuinely enjoying it. They were really enjoying it.
So, I mean, towards the end, I couldn't look back because I just heard my voice. I mean, at that point, I didn't know what I was doing.
I was going in.
You can hear
Jen singing in the background. I'm like, what is going on? It's actually like drunk karaoke. It's so bad.
So funny.
Chichi did an amazing job.
She did an amazing job.
Everyone needs a Chichi in their lives.
I
think that was, to me, that was probably like the highlight of the whole wedding planning, just that she knew. She always had the answers. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, and then yeah, just the organization of it. I think it was the, you know, the details.
There's so much detail. The time, gele so tying.
Yeah,
there's so much. It, like, yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot.
I think that as well is like. One thing that I'm, because I'm a very observant person, especially when it comes to planning things, and I was just watching, and I do feel like, you know, sometimes it's one, no matter how much you plan, if people don't want to do what they don't want to do, they're not going to do it. That's like it. In terms of timing, turning up, I was just like, Lord of mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
how was the morning of the white wedding? Because I don't, because I was just in my own world.
Oh gosh, it was. Oh. I'm not gonna lie to you. It could have been better.
I heard.
Yeah, it could have been better.
I heard it was a bit.
It could have been up and down. I think there was just a bit of like indecisiveness of like what people wanted. You know, hair, makeup, all that kind of stuff.
Your hair, for example, was supposed to be tongued. Pardon? It was supposed to be a tongued ponytail. When everyone had
straight, what do you say tongued? What do you
like
mean?
Curled.
Oh, what?
I didn't know that.
We didn't,
that
I didn't know that.
That was why the stylists were there. Why wait, would they come to pack your hair, please? In the box? It was supposed to be like tongued. That was the vision
I
had.
Nobody, nobody, I never heard that.
Maybe I didn't communicate. I don't understand.
I
just saw everyone's hair and I was like,
I don't know if that was communicated then.
Nobody
because
knew.
Yeah, but I think yeah, that morning it was just like, I don't know.
I heard my sister was
I think it was, it's again when you have a lot of women,
yeah,
you know, that's the thing in a space, you're gonna get some things that just are not straightforward, which is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just timing, and I think I've watched a wedding, I'm like, this is what I'll be putting my foot down on. And this is what, you know, some things are, you know, but you can let go of. But some things are like, it's either this, you don't like it, there's the door.
Because,
I mean, some things aren't that, do you know what I mean? Because, for example, the woman of the wedding, everything came together, do you know what I mean? So if some things aren't that deep, but for the more important things, if anyone's got problems,
that's it.
Because you can't come be bringing stress to not even me, but to the people that I've designated to help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the coordinator's coming, she's looking, are your bridesmaids ready? Are they there? Like, it was, it was a lot. So, but it came together in the end. But yeah, I think.
Me, I don't want to. We were getting a lot of, you know, 5 minutes, this minute. To the point the photographer was like, I'm so sorry, I don't have to listen to you. I'm going to listen to the bride. Let's do what the bride wants.
Exactly.
He had to, because he was just like, this is your wedding day.
You've
got to get what you are. Not going to have another
minutes,
wedding day.
100%. And I think, like, I think that's gonna... it. Like, we talk about it in just about the planning process. Is like, oh, the finances or the leading up to the day. But then we don't actually realise that there's things on the day that you still have to put yourself aside. It's still about the bride. Even before that, we're going to bridal showers and we're spending money and all that kind of stuff. Cool, but on the day as well, there's gonna be things you don't like. You might not like the way your makeup looks. You might not like the way your hair looks. You may not have time to fix it. We've got to keep it moving. It's, and that's what I think. Is really, really important to kind of remember.
It's that self-business, and it's difficult.
It's easier said than done.
As a bridesmaid, because I've been a bridesmaid before. It's been a while, but I was a bridesmaid 2 years ago. But that was, it was literally four of us.
So it was a smaller thing.
But it's still selflessness. Because you have to, you might hate the colour. She wanted us to do burgundy nails.
Was it a winter wedding?
No, it was a winter wedding. And then she wanted braids. And then she wanted, I just hated how I look. But you've got to do it for the bride. 100%. It's not about you.
100%. It's not easy. That level of selflessness doesn't come. Not everyone has it. As much as people will say they, but I think there's a certain extent that people will go to. And then once they get to that, they're like, or there's certain things that you're less likely to compromise on. Do you know what I mean? But again, it's inevitable that if you get a lot of women together,
there's gonna be
something.
People
that have
10 plus bridesmaids, I respect them, because
that's a lot. I don't think I'd have that much. I think maybe like six.
Six, seven is nice.
I don't think any more than 8. I don't have that many friends anyway. So when I say people that I would
you
want
have
to
bridesmen
be,
because you have a lot of girlfriends.
I have girlfriends, I'm groom's women. We're not doing all that nonsense. I hate it so much. In terms of people that I would want to be a part of the day, I have friends that also, you got to think about friends, like for me, there's other capacities in which you mean a lot to me, and there's other capacities in which you could be a part of my day. Like, yeah. I know that at my wedding reception, my white wedding reception, I'm going to have a live band because, yeah. like, Ooh. A lot of my friends are singers and yes. amazing singers yeah. and musicians. Yeah. So, like, some of them will be a part of my day in that capacity. Mm. Some of them will be a part of my day. There's so many levels. You. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You. So, you know, not every, just because you're a girl and you're my friend, don't mean you're going to be a bridesmaid. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So,
was it hard choosing?
Yeah. No. How did you choose? How was that process?
Do you know what? Yeah.
And did you know before
you got engaged to Sam who you want your bridesmaids to be?
Yeah, I kind of knew. It was quite simple because I don't. People think I have a lot of friends. I know a lot of people, but I don't know a lot of close friends. Yes, that's
it. Exactly.
I actually really don't. Yeah. So it wasn't that difficult.
Yeah.
It wasn't that difficult. Like, someone asked me, was there anyone that you think was expecting to be a bridesmaid that you didn't ask?
You don't think so?
No.
Mm. Yeah,
okay. Or there might be, but you just said
that. Charlotte's like, if that's the case, that's a you problem.
Oh, no,
like,
seriously, it's you.
That's a you problem.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, no, like, no.
Yeah.
There are some people that maybe were childhood friends.
Okay.
But they wouldn't expect to be a bridesmaid.
Okay.
Like, yeah. you know, so like some of them are Ashra B girls and that's okay.
Oh,
and
yes. Like, and you have that as well.
I had that as
and that's,
well.
And that's a good thing about like traditional weddings is that you're able to, they can still be a part of the day.
Yeah. Just not in that capacity. And most of them would understand, I hope.
Yeah.
Because like,
we're just in that capacity. As an adult, I think you should get
that.
Like,
certain things.
You know, you should be realistic about, you know, the dynamic in which, like how the friendship is and stuff like that, what to expect.
Yeah.
I think people just want to be bridesmaids for the look of it.
Yeah.
For the, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For what it looks like. Exactly.
But it wasn't difficult choosing. I think I chose the right people.
Yeah, there you go. It was a good team of girls.
Yeah. Like, I was really happy when I just saw everyone around. I was like, yes, these are my girls.
And everyone kept complimenting the bridesmaid dresses as well.
Oh yeah.
People were messaging me about that video that I posted of me, you and Mary Grace. Andy,
yeah.
People were messaging me like,
I loved it.
You guys are like triplets. People were messaging me like, is that the same part? Like, I got so many messages saying that we look, and that's
you
a testament.
Really did
that's
look
a,
like,
and a testament to the hair. It's good because it means the makeup, the hair, everything
came
looks
together.
In sync. And
you
that's a really,
really
good testament.
That video was
like,
really good.
The dresses were lovely. I love the material. It was very, obviously, everyone's got different body shapes, whatever, but it complimented everyone very well.
I didn't want to do anything that was too tight or too fit.
Yeah.
So, like, I want everyone to feel comfortable.
Exactly. Yeah, and I love the way, you know, the band around the waist that kind of like brought that in.
Yeah.
Because, it complimented everyone's body shape.
Yeah.
There wasn't just one type of body shape, and I like that. So, everything came together
you guys
really
look
well.
Stunning.
Really, really well.
Like,
even
that
the
stunning.
Traditional wedding I enjoyed as well, because that was like my first time being, I've been to traditional weddings, my first time being a part of one.
Okay.
So, so that was like,
how was it for me, that whole day was a blur. Like,
it was a long day. It was like a hotel for a long time. I think we were tired. Taking pictures or something
and
like that.
We got our makeup early.
We got our makeup done early. Okay. So we were the first to arrive, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the hotel.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember when I saw your message, I was like, oh my God, they're here already.
I mean, we were told to be on time.
So we really were.
I mean, that was good because then the Gele lady, she arrived not long after us.
Yeah.
So she tied our Geles and stuff. But, you know, it was a long day just because obviously people were arriving in like, it was filtered.
And there were a lot more girls.
And then the poor photographer, he was tired of us, boy.
Oh, he was so done.
He was tired. And some people were giving him back chat and stuff like that. They were tired. He was tired. I thought, poor man.
And it was just so awkward because if it wasn't my wedding, I would have like no, let's not. But because I'm the bride,
you don't
want
to get all
calm.
Because
I would have given some people some chat. Like, why are you being ridiculous?
Yeah.
Why are you making this about you? I had to bite my tongue a lot of times.
I'm not gonna lie, to me, like that should. I would have said so. I was reading your body language.
Yeah, there were times where
I was reading your body language, and I was just like, this is like, it's not, and I could, your face. And I was just like, guys, read the room.
I know.
I just don't get it.
Like, why can't you just,
people are just not emotionally,
intelligent.
I had to bite my tongue multiple occasions.
I saw it.
You guys are always on point. So you guys literally saw me at every. That is too funny. I just had to remember, I have to keep on smiling.
As a bride, you have to give off this gracious.
You do.
You've got to be gracious.
Always, because all eyes are on you.
Yeah,
100%.
Like,
I just had to smile every moment. But
wow. That's a lot of pressure, though.
I have to really bite my tongue. Because me, I'm not going to lie to you.
I will come out. Like, I'll be
guys! I know, for example.
The tone for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. I think for me, give someone that job. You're the one that will open your mouth when someone.
I just need to give you a maid of honor on my head, bridesmaid.
100%. I know my friend. If my friend Casey would be my maid of honor, and I know she will just because she already doesn't like she doesn't like people, she doesn't like being around a lot of people. She would just I know, she's the best person. I don't even have to say anything to her. She will know we're two alike. She'll know exactly what. Because it was getting a bit. But no, he did a good job though. He really tried. He did a good job.
He was tired.
And the other guy that was doing like the social video, he gave me so much jokes.
He was giving me jokes.
He's hilarious.
He did something. I follow him now. He's really good.
He also had a couple of moments where a bridesmaid was rude to him.
Really?
And I saw everything and I saw his reaction. I even had to like say, I'm sorry. And he was like, don't worry, you're the bride. Like, he had to just zone out of that man to comfort me, like don't worry Shadow, but he was pissed off. I saw everything.
I just thought, oh no, it came together, it was fun, it's bound to be, but it was like small things, at least there wasn't anything big on the cake.
Apparently the cakes during the trad was served when we were by the live band. You know, at the end, when the white wedding cake, I don't know. You guys should have asked the
question. I'm not even going to ask what happened.
And the cake was nice as well.
What flavor was it?
It was like a mix of like vanilla and red velvet.
Okay, that sounds really nice. Well, Mrs. Ojo.
Mrs. Ojo.
Yes,
yeah,
so that's me, guys.
Yes,
Mary. I am now Mrs. Mrs. But I'm Ojo. Back in action.
Back in action. Back in the end. Tomorrow you're going to thingy, isn't it? It's DLT tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. DLT. Enjoy.
So enjoy.
That's what I mean. I'm packing everything.
Yeah, that makes sense.
After this, I'm going to Canary Wharf to like a restaurant.
No, it makes sense. I guess it would be like if you were living in London, it would be probably equal like the same amount of money that you would spend in a month or something, because you're just packing it all in one.
Literally,
yeah.
Jeez, that's a lot in one go.
But then you get to go home and just rest and then that's it.
So I thought, okay, I'll have the weekend and then I'll just drive home on Sunday night and just chill.
Be with your husband.
Be with my husband. Can I just say, guilt-free sex is amazing.
You know what? Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was just about to open my mouth and say, how's the sex? But I thought, let me not ask that.
I'm married now, so I'm not asking. When your auntie and uncle was to come, that's actually your personal problem.
Yeah,
it's amazing, guys.
Guilt-free sex.
Didn't they talk about it at the wedding?
Who? No, I remember. They said something. I just remember the pastor.
Do you know what's so bad though? I don't know what's the pastor's obsession.
Sorry,
we're talking about sex because I remember my mom's wedding. Yeah?
Well, this was my first time experience.
No, my mom's wedding. This pastor gave his preacher, and all he was talking about was sex. This is what the man has to do to the woman, and this is what the woman has to do to the man. I think because they talk about it so freely, because this is the right.
I feel like sadly pastors would have talked about it more, but because of the way it looks, the wedding isn't a perfect. I was so shocked, but I was like, what am I hearing?
Why is everybody? I don't know, I swear, because some people were like, I guess this is being grown up in church, and like, you know, because some people were like, this is a long wedding. I was thinking, this is not a long wedding.
Three, four hours, and that was the ceremony went on.
No, it went, you know what, some people just go an hour and a half.
Babes, the fact that you thought that was going to be an hour and a half is very bad. Did you actually think it's going to be an hour and a half? I was walking into that. I knew we were going to be here for at least 3 hours. I knew it.
You grew up in the church, so you get it. The whole thing was just a shock. I remember, hold on, we were standing. I just say something. And I know it was on me.
Oh my goodness. When you left,
you were standing.
Sorry, remember when?
This is confession.
when you left, you know when we also left?
Yeah.
That's when we weren't supposed to.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't me.
Oh, my gosh. Was it you?
Wait, what is that? You guys, did you not know this? Basically, yeah. When you guys walked out to do the signing of the register.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yes.
So...
Because everyone was looking at each other. Everyone was looking at each other like I was supposed to go.
Yeah,
and I was like, no, we're not supposed to go. No, they're just going to sign the register. But I think people are confused because usually when you sign the register, you don't walk out of the, like you go to the side somewhere.
Yeah.
I think people were confused. But I was like, but then they started moving. So I was like, okay. And then the coordinator was like, you guys aren't supposed to be out here.
No. One person asked me. I was like, yeah, let's go.
And everybody goes.
And then the lady was like, why are you guys here?
I just kept quiet. That was so embarrassing. No. Oh my gosh. And then we just had to go to the front and just stand away and just
style it out.
It was just, but I knew this was gonna be at least three and a half hours. Like especially
I should have warned you guys because it was pastor galore. You have to remember my parents are pastors,
but that's why I already knew. I just knew it was gonna be a long thing.
I drilled into the coordinator, Lara, please let this be 1.5. We timed everything to the T, even giving buffer for people to go over.
But babe, but you know, once the mic is in people's hands, you cannot control it.
Nah,
that's it.
I don't think you guys saw, but I was getting restless. I was headed like really to Sam, like,
no, yeah.
Someone needs to,
100%. It's gonna be. I will just know, like, it's the same, especially if it's a church. You're gonna praise and worship, the music. Yeah, there's so much that goes into so it, all that kind of stuff, like
special number,
the hymns, the reading, scripture reading, all that kind of stuff. I was like, this is standard. That's why I had my chewing gum. I had a couple of sweets in my bag. I was ready for this because
when you grow up, you already know
the minimum you're gonna be in that service for, not even in the building, in the service for. Like 3-4 hours.
I'm just used to in and out.
Yeah, no, that's not in and out. What? Where? Unless I'm going to some white lady's christening, that in and out business is not happening. So I knew them. Wow, I can hear people like, "This is long, man. This is long." I'm like, "What's wrong with you lot?"
For me, it was even long. I agree with them. No, I was getting restless.
Like, no, but I get it. I do get it. Especially as a bride, just being like you're in your dress. You just got the day to go on. Exactly. You know, it's a lot. But no, it was a good day. The reception was good. The DJ was. What's his name?
Ayo
was great. Oh yeah, I was really good. It was a fun
and your
day.
Outfits?
Yeah, I loved it. You know what my favourite outfit was?
Which one?
Traditional, the blue one.
The blue.
Everyone. Yes, said that
blue one.
That was most expensive.
Yeah, that one was my favourite.
There we go.
That was my favourite one.
It was, yeah. I loved it. It was.
It left me a mark though.
Really?
I know.
What, just because of the
pleats?
And
as I was dancing, it was rubbing on me. But when you're just.
You don't feel it. Yeah.
And then I now have a bruise.
Do you know what? I just think I told you, I had a scratch. The traditional dress, the corset left like a whole scratch.
Same with Winnie.
Yeah.
Same with like a lot of the. Anyone that had a corset?
Yeah. I had scratches on my side, like, Lord, pretty hurts, boy. Pretty
hurts.
But everyone, the traditional wedding dresses, everyone looked so, amazing. So good.
The
dresses were good, man.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I had a few favourites. I was like, you guys look
that's why now I have ideas. So I just need an opportunity to wear them.
Oh, okay.
I have so many style ideas.
I feel like that was the most stressful part. For me, getting the dress sorted.
So imagine what I went through.
Yeah, I can imagine having plenty.
That blue dress, I drove to Reading. Reading, that's where she's based.
Jesus.
I drove the day before my registry wedding.
Wow.
Like 2 hours and there was traffic and it was long fitting. That's,
Jeez.
But
I'm good. It came together.
And I love the fact that you incorporated like the Igbo.
Yes. My mom's sister said it. She must. Dominated anyway.
The women are
very dominating. They said, "No, she must wear Igbo."
Of course. I like that. The Igbo entrance was like my favorite.
That's the one I saw most videos from anyway.
Oh, okay. I almost got bun up by the sparkler things where.
Was it hot?
No, but the thing is, literally,
it was supposed to be cold.
Because they came, it was hot. Because it came in. When we were coming in, the entrance, it came on as I was passing the sparkler thing. So it came out and literally I dodged it by like a second. I was like, Jesus Christ. That would have been a Michael Jackson situation if my hair would have caught on fire.
Oh my God.
I didn't know there was going to be that. I think that would have been,
yeah. Was that your first time wearing Gele?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was my first time.
You look so good. Was it tight? Was it all right?
It was not.
actually wasn't that bad. Okay. When she first did it, it was, and then throughout the day, it loosened up. So yeah, it wasn't that.
A lot of people say, just take paracetamol beforehand.
No, no, mine wasn't tight at all. Good. I think it's, good. I don't know, it's because I didn't like, I made sure I didn't have anything underneath my hair and stuff like that. So it didn't feel like there was too much going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was a good experience.
It was a good experience.
So guys, we are going to love you and leave you.
We are. Yes. Oh my gosh, it's been a long one.
It's been a long one. But we had to kind of, I know everyone wanted the gist on the wedding.
Yes.
And
thanks just, for all the beautiful messages.
Yes, you know, so many people.
I have to end with this, actually. Yeah. Quite a few people, I got like 3-4 messages saying that they listened to the episode where I was talking about how stressful the planning was. Oh. So they were like, oh my God, just listening from She's in a Pod. I'm so happy for you to see it all come together. So that meant the world to me, guys.
Appreciate
so thank
the
you
love.
For actually listening to our episodes and really taking it in. And yeah,
100%.
Your messages were very, very encouraging.
Yeah, and cheers to married life.
Yeah.
And loads of babies.
Yeah.
Loads
of babies.
But no, but we want you and Sam to enjoy each other
for
a few years first. You're still young. You got time.
Really,
live your life, go and fly, catch flights, and then all right, guys. Well, we'll see you in a couple of weeks for another episode of She's a Pod. Shade, your favorite live, you're back now.
5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify now because you now come too.
Yeah,
please, and share and like and all
follow.
Of
oh, we're on TikTok now, guys. So make sure you're following us on TikTok. At She's in the Pod on every social media platform.
Yes.
So you know the deal. And yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. For our last episode of the season.
Oh my
Last episode of the season. Bye guys.
Bye. Yeah.